Blog Talk Radio.
Gunsmoke, starring James Arness as Matt Dillon. The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
And welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. Burp. Bogey brought over pie again today, man. I may belch a few times during the proceedings.
Oh, boy. Anchovies.
And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. All right, for those of you keeping track, this is day 906 of Humoring the Lummox. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud innovators of products and services such as Salazzo's Pizza Parlor. Eat your pie in 30 minutes, or you're dead. And Vince's East Side Ambulance Service. Hey, we pick up dead guys. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Hush Network, home of the Big Boo, gotta be boo boo boo. Mondays, it's boogity boo. During the boog, it's bingity bong. And on Fridays, it's Friday night bing bong. Pretty clear? Well, the phone lines will be open just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our wonderfully terrible sponsor.
It's good to come home.
Beer.
You feel like celebrating. And if you've got somebody waiting who's just as happy about it as you are, the celebration's even better. You only go around once in life. So you take each day with all the gusto you can. The life you live, the food you enjoy, even in the beer you drink. Why settle for less? When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer.
Oh, and there's our first caller, coincidentally.
This is Vlad. I live in Matchbox, in corner of Kremlin.
Vlad the Answer Man, welcome aboard, comrade.
Greetings, misled capitalist dogs.
Do you have tonight's answer, sir?
Tonight's answer, the bold and the beautiful, the young and the restless, and lifestyles of the rich and famous.
All right, okay. The bold and the beautiful. The young and the restless. The younger and the restless. And lifestyles of the rich and famous. I don't know. TV shows? I give up. What's the question?
Question is... what's in Jeff Epstein's safe? Oh, I'm talking compromat, baby. It's disgusting, because it's true. Well, do svidaniya, tovarich.
Вечером дискотека, женщина, не танцую, женщина, я не танцую, хватит улыбаться, нормально старим тазы. Женщина, не танцую, женщина, я не танцую, никого я.
танцуй!
Out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Did you ever hear Pete go on a tickle? No, well, listen to Pete. Sure enough, did you ever hear Pete go on a tickle? No, well.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
So,
is everything going okay so far? Does it sound okay?
It sounds good to me. How about you
okay.
out there in the... Our audience.
Yeah. Our vast audience. I'm kind of getting hit to the fact that more people listen than show up in the actual lounge, though.
Really?
Yeah. I can't read the numbers on Blog Talk, so I have no idea.
And not that I really
give a fuck. At this point,
they don't keep
you know,
up with it anyway.
Yeah, that ship sailed back when Cosby was still our competition, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago. Do svidaniya, Tavarich. Wonder if his show's still up. Yeah. Because, well, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
We have
and
one
Jim
from Cosby
Brewer.
Here.
Remember when there was
Jim Brewer?
Brewer?
Yeah, Jim Brewer.
And that Korean comedian, a female. Yeah, there he is.
Oh, yeah.
I forget her name.
I'm hip.
But, yeah, she was up there, too.
Hip. Yeah.
We wiped them all out. Awesome kick there. And we're not in jail.
Man, I had some good... had some good Mexican food yesterday, and then I said, you know, after getting stuffed like this, I'm going on my diet tomorrow, and fucking Bogey comes down with a fucking pie. Come on, give me a break.
He's evil. Bogey's evil.
One more day till the diet's back, man. Full of pie. Full of pie.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow is the day.
Yeah, Gigantor is going to show up with a bucket of chicken.
That'll be the day. He might have a 24-ounce old English in hand, but that's about it. And I am not kidding, sir. The OE, baby. That's the mark of excellence, boy. Get the biggest bang for your buck with that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Sound like you're ready to do the Possum Lounge already, Ted. Well, save it, because we got plenty of miles to go in this fiasco here. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. You've kept my faith in human nature alive. You personally have single-handedly done that. Mucho apreciado.
She's the best.
In fact, here's some fucking birthday cake. There you go. Huh?
Yep.
Am I right, Ted? Am I right, Ted? Yeah. I'm right.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Absolutely. Go. Well, in lieu of anything else, why don't we blow something up?
Blow it up. In lieu.
All right. It's our pal Mark, the writer there. Wrote the book there. Remember? Your buddy.
Oh, yeah.
He was on the show.
Yeah.
He was on the show. He was a guest on this show. Very guest on this very show. Very guest on a very show.
That's right. He wrote
and he suggested he wanted for the betterment of mankind, for duty and humanity, he wanted us to blow up Andrew Gold. Lonely boy. Now I didn't realize what it was right away until I listened to it and I went, that's a piece of shit. I'd forgotten about this one.
After seeing your post, I played it. I'd forgotten about it too.
Yeah. It was like, what the fuck? I can blow that up.
That's the candidate.
Number two son. I mentioned it to number two son. He wasn't too thrilled. He says, I like that song. I'm like, well, should have said something earlier because
it's
going, baby. You know.
We're blowing that up. We're blowing that the fuck up.
So, hoist a cold one. That's hoisting a bark to Andrew Gold and Lonely Boy.
Lonely Boy.
A one, a two, a three. So we stuck our little tootsies in the water and we ducked under the waves. We did ha ha.
BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing. It contains scenes of violence involving people's heads and arms getting chopped off. There are also scenes of naked women with floppy breasts.
He was born on a summer day, 1951.
Shit, fucking fox. Fuck you in the ass.
And with the slap of a hand, he has landed as an only son.
Fucking arsehole. Shit.
Fucking asshole.
His mother
Long cake is human flesh.
Johnson?
brought you along. My head is spinning, going round, round, round. I'm gonna put you down, you pretty woman. Gone and let me put you down. You put me down. I took a hit of pain. I'm gonna say, yeah, all right. You let me down, girl. You put me down. My head is spinning, going round, round, round.
Smoked the weed?
Yep.
can. Ah, you're not really missing anything. Well, maybe you are. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't recommend my lifestyle to anyone. I don't recommend what I do to anybody. And, you know, stuff your own recommendations up your ass because I don't care. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You're going to do what you're going to do.
Right on. Right
and
on.
If we can just respect each other for that, then we can all get along. And nobody has to go back to anywhere.
Nope.
Yeah. Actually, AOC was born down the block from Bobo. They were born in the same area code. So if she's going back anywhere.
Okay.
The cute Puerto Rican babe. Alexandria Ocasio Cortez. She's a knockout.
Yeah, she is.
And they can't body slam. They can't body shame her or, you know, make fun of how ugly she is because she's gorgeous, right? So they try to say she's stupid, and they insist she's stupid. Oh, she's so stupid. You know what? If you're summa cum laude and you're hustling drinks, and next thing you know you're in Congress, you're probably not so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing. They make fun of her for being a barkeep at one time. What the hell?
I love her, man. I think she's the future, man.
That's why.
God bless her. She's a sweet. I bet she smells party, too.
Oh, I know it.
No offense.
No offense.
She's a beautiful gal. Beautiful gal.
Yeah, I think she has nice feet. That's my thing. In fact, I'm going to Google right now.
The video where she's doing the dancing and stuff. Hey, 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 hey.
Boner.
Shabby. You got that right, Jacques. Well, at least we got two Canadians here.
There you go. Two babes.
Two babes. And one of them is Dr. Cake.
Uh-huh.
But the first one in the first one on top is Apple Cheeks Alice.
Apple Cheeks Alice.
We'll go in the order, the alphabetical. They're actually better known as Cheeks. Apple Cheeks Alice. She's here. Thank you for coming.
Yes, she is. Sweet Alice.
Man, we need the peeps. I mean, we need the peeps, man. I don't, you know, not to. Not a huge crowd tonight. Not a huge crowd. So, if you want to stick your feet up on one of the other stools, help you stretch out. Take all the lay on the bar if you want tonight. I don't care, man. Just stretch out, relax. We've got a great show coming up here. Later on, the puppet synchronettes will sing and dance for you. The plate spinner, of course. And Pepe Gigio, the puppet mouse, Italian puppet mouse.
Hello, Eddie.
And there's Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show.
Dr. Cake.
With a Turbo Gigio Italian puppet mouse.
Dr.
Hey.
Cake.
Hello, Dr. Cake.
I was a sucker for puppets when I was a kid, man. I'd sit through the Plate Spinners, Robert Goulet, and the fucking Mormon Tabernacle Choir to get the 3 minutes of Topo Gigio at the end of the fucking Ed Sullivan, and it wasn't funny anyways. And you wonder why I'm so jaded.
And why is Ed Sullivan carrying Woody Allen in that Drucker cartoon?
Who knows? Who knows? That thing's wild. Everybody's in that thing, man. I'd never seen that before. That was a new one on me.
Woody's all taped up, and Ed Sullivan's carrying him off.
Mort is my caricature, you know, my idol.
Your mentor.
He's the man. When I'd get a Mad magazine, I'd quickly look at I wouldn't read the parody. I'd look at all the Mort Drucker drawings real quick. And then I would go back and read all the Don Martin cartoons. And then I would go from front to back. But the first thing I read was the Don Martin cartoons. Because stunk. And I might do the fold-in, too, right after the Don Martins. Do the fold-in.
I used to draw him a lot. I used to draw Don Martin cartoons a lot. They were easy to draw.
He was so great. Because the simplicity of his style is just a giant. And I hear, you know, he's nothing like Mort Drucker, but I love them both equally, man. And Jack Davis, the whole nine yards.
That's
comeback. I kept all my Mads, and I kept all my kids' Mads. So I have all the Mads from, like, when I was 9 or 10 to 17, and then all the ones when my kids were that age. That's kind of neat.
God.
Big stacks of Mads. The kids' ones aren't as good as mine, though, because the ones when you're a kid are the best. Those are the
Poopside Adventure.
Botch Casualty and the Sundance Kid. The Poopside Down Adventure. That might have been their peak.
Poopside Down Adventure,
He's dragging that kid down the hall, and they're up, they're chin deep in water, and he goes, "Where were you?" He goes, "I had to go to the bathroom." He goes, "Yeah, but did you have to flush?" Because all the toilets are on the ceiling, see? That was that one killed me, man. That was the pinnacle of high humor.
Oh,
that's good stuff. A chuckle, indeed. I need to laugh more, man. I haven't been laughing enough lately.
You got to write that wrong.
I know. Right. Like our good pal on the Facebook had that post there, you know, make me laugh, and I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah. I know. I went.
I couldn't think of anything,
too,
man.
Huh?
I'm like, what the? I got nothing. I got nothing. We must write this.
We love you, Nick.
We got to bring back the funny.
I've been watching Portlandia again. That's funny as shit, man. That's funny. That's a funny show.
I have not sampled
that one.
They really
make fun of doofuses and people that are, hippie type yuppies and all that shit.
Hey, watch who you're making fun of over there.
Yeah, that's right, man.
I'm not a hippie. No, Maggie C's a hippie. She's a hippie. She's a hippie, man. I'm not a hippie, man.
She's a flower child.
She traveled all the way across country just to hang out at my crib for like 2 weeks. Who the fuck does this?
In a tent. In a tent out back, right? What the hell was that?
No! She was in the guest room. She had beds.
Oh, okay.
She shared Ed's bed. I swear to God, man. That was fun, man. That was cool.
Yeah.
I was just like, I didn't know her that well, and the only thing I was scared of, she wouldn't leave, Like, I don't mind if you come, but you got to have an exit strategy, man, This is not a open-ended.
I can see that through your mind,
This is not an open-ended invitation. She kind of invited herself over, and I'm like, well, that's cool, hang out that bad, that's cool, but it's not for good. Not forever. Not for keeps. All right. Well, she's not here. Neither is Ford Prefect, but he posted something today, so I don't have to put up the milk carton. But other than that, we've got Apple Cheeks, Dr. Cake, and finally, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Oh, okay.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is... The Possum Lounge. I hit the wrong cue. Damn it. Hold on. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Connor Sanders.
As the Beaver.
Man in the community.
city. There's a river and a street that bear my name, and I've developed such a marvelous immunity to anyone who doesn't know my fame. 'Cause I'm a very wealthy man in the community, and my wife is really something else to see. She goes a bit too far with personal gratuity, but still I never doubt her loyalty. This is my, my community. Yes, my, my community. I said my community. Every bit of mine, every inch is mine. I'm the symbol of respect and humble modesty. Yes, a very perfect model citizen. Why, when I bankrupt a little business ruthlessly, I do it like a perfect gentleman. This is my, my community. Yes, my, my community. I said my community. Every stitch is mine. Every inch is mine.
Join in and sing about your community, my community, everyone's community. Let's all join in on the count of one, two, three.
My community.
Yes, my
community.
I said my community. Every stitch is mine. Every inch is mine.
Lemon curry?
Absolutely. That was the Tim. I've touched the Tim, and I'm passing along the beauty, the loveliness of it to you, the listener.
Yeah.
That's a good one, man. If you listen to the words to that, it's very, it's like ripped from today's headlines. All about how there's no one who is more important than anyone else in our community. We're all equally as important as the other.
Ain't that the truth?
Okay, and we shouldn't be wishing Gumby to go back to Gumby Land or wherever the fuck he crawled out of.
That's right.
You know, we should accept the fact that he's here and put up with it.
I came from clay, motherfuckers. I came from clay.
Well, why don't you go back to clay if you don't like it here? You and stupid AOC, who summa cum laude. What's that mean? I don't even know. It's crazy talk. What is that? I don't understand. That's not English. Summa cum laude. What does that mean? That's not even words. They made that up.
That's made up stuff. As Reverend Wendy would say, it sounds made up.
Uh-oh. She would definitely say that sounds made up. She's not a big fan of the AOC, man.
Wendy.
I think she's I think they're both dolls, but I think AOC's gonna... She's gonna be, probably assassinated, because... She's too cool.
Yeah.
That's what they do, the real cool ones. They kill them. Kill them before they can do any good. But who knows, man? We're either, I feel like we're either on the edge of the end, doom and gloom for the future of the United States of America, or we're on the edge of a complete rebirth into something good.
I hope it's the latter. Something's got to give.
But one way or the other, shit's going to hit the fan. And if it goes the former, just glad I'm old and not real healthy. There's no. I won't have to suffer too long under this shit storm.
Well, I believe in humanity. I know I sound like a pessimist most of the time, but I believe in humanity, and we'll get through this.
Oh, I'm with you. But every great government fails. Right?
Oh yeah.
All through time. Yeah. Every fucking greatest, you know, they're the greatest. Where are they now? Spain ruled the fucking that. Where are they now? They're out selling tacos.
Yep.
They got nothing.
That's right.
British.
They got nothing.
Ruled the world.
They got
the
nothing.
Fuck? They're over there eating liver and blood pudding and crap, you know, complaining about the rain.
Always.
They got nothing.
Mr. Bean.
You never know.
That's
so eventually, the United States has to fail, but unfortunately, I don't think it has to fail as soon as it's probably going to. It looks like it's going to. I kid because I worry a lot. Okay, well, enough of that. I don't talk about that shit anymore, but I don't really have anything else, man, except that it's hotter than fuck. Is it hotter than fuck where you're at?
Hotter. Way hotter than fuck.
And the forecast calls for hotter than fuck hotter. No, hotter than hotter than fuck. Yeah, that's the forecast for tomorrow. It's hotter than fuck. So,
all right.
I'm kind of happy with hotter than fuck today because tomorrow, hotter than fuck. And then you're fucked. It's going to be hot.
That's right. Keyword is hot fuck.
Man.
I hear you.
Make sure you got plenty of ice.
I just turned the air off.
Well, you got air, man. I got no air, man. I'm sitting here with fans like a fucking
your
poor
box.
Man. You got that right. It's rated. If this was a visual podcast, it'd be rated PG. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I've got my shirt off.
I'm looking at the pictures of AOC over here, man. I love chicks with glasses. And goddamn, she looks fucking hot when she's wearing those glasses.
Look at them big black eyes.
Oh, good Lord.
Gorgeous.
Somebody's in love.
Gorgeous. And smart, not stupid.
Yeah, smart.
Smart.
Uh-huh.
Sum cum laude.
And she could probably make a
mean
Manhattan. I'd like to have her make me
Manhattan.
Then I'll go walk away.
She could serve some drinks up, I've heard.
Okay. Oh, Lordy. I love the glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
She's,
What a slice.
Roses are red, and how do you do? Drink four of these, and woo.
Ooh, yeah.
You got that right.
Curly nose.
There you go, Apple Cheeks. Put them glasses on, baby. We love them glasses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not true that guys don't make passes at girls who wear glasses.
Yep.
It's just the opposite.
You could be a winner. Awesome.
Darcy Parker was wrong.
What is it?
All right, here we go. Bastions. Alright. Well, all the regular possums who aren't here tonight don't get the extra bonus. Dr. Cake and Apple Cheeks Alice get the double bonus 3 minutes
bonus.
You'll never get back. Alright?
They're going to be sorry.
Special just for you and you. And you know who you and you are.
Who are you?
Don't call me a you. And tonight is no exception.
Yeah.
We called the Earth. Actually, we spanned the Earth. The search spanned the globe, looking for
span the
3 minutes.
Spanning the globe.
For this 3 minutes, you'll never, ever get back. This is not in the cards, baby.
Kiss
them goodbye.
Ain't getting it.
We're gonna spend them together. Hold hands, everybody, because it's time once again. For 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
学生時代は優等生万能選手で人気者こんな天才今まで見たことない人かなんとか言われたもんだが今じゃ死がねえサラリーマンこれはまたどういうわけだ世の中間違っとるよ誠にいかに存じます新婚時代は暴君で、ハゲゼンスエゼンねあなた。私とっても全く本当に幸せよ、とかなんとか言われたもんだが、今じゃ子守にさらない。これはまたどういうわけだ、世の中間違っとるよ。 誠にいかに存じます。レッドブレゲン、ブレゲン、今日も引き裂きで行け。生まれた子供は有料児、近所で噂の親孝行。
鼻が高いでしょ、とかなんとか言われたもんだが、今じゃイカれたドラ息子、これはまたどういうわけだ、世の中間違っとるよ、誠にいかに存じます。それがやれやれ、徹底的にいけ。あれ、おい、ほら。
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
a fun 3 minutes, but
that was
the 3 minutes has a reputation of being something crappy, but it really doesn't have to be bad to qualify.
That's you right. Know.
In fact, that
they
wasn't even 3 minutes.
Dirty lyrics. They were dirty lyrics.
Oh yeah, if you know Japanese, if you know Japanese, oh boy.
Oh yeah. Oh.
You got a Snoop Bull there. Yeah, baby. All right.
It's wrong.
I've had this hanging on the news wire for a while. Let me update this and see. Has been updated at all? Remember the guy that was leaving the bowls of mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah,
Jackson,
yeah.
Jackson,
yeah.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Bowls. Okay, cool. Nothing new since April, man. They must have run out of potatoes. Well,
wasn't there a guy leaving gravy boats around too or something?
yeah, that was in nearby Memphis. They had the gravy bowl bandit, but he was actually apprehended. Yeah, and he and some other condiments they rounded up were jailed and sentenced to dinner. There is a Japanese yodel, Dr. Cake. We've had a Japanese yodel one.
Oh yeah.
But isn't there a Korean guy that's like a mega insane yodeler or something?
I believe there is.
I don't know. I'm just well, I might be talking out of my booyah, but kind of think. Oh, geez, look at this guy. this is from back. Well, this is a couple months old. I don't have any good new headlines. For some reason, the crazy news all dried up. It's all from Washington. Anymore. They drained all the crazy out of the country.
That's right.
None left for Ohio and Florida anymore. It's all Pennsylvania Avenue, the South Lawn, on the way to the helicopter.
Florida should be
the Church of the Cream Bun and Jam. Yeah, crazy town. But anyway, here's an old headline from April. A homeowner finds naked man drinking juice sitting on his couch after breaking into his house.
He broke into his own house?
No, it broke into some fellow's house, some other fellow's house. And, So the guy who owned the house, he says, "Hey, what are you doing in the house?" And the guy started freaking out, jumping up and down, dumped the juice on the floor. So he called the cops. The cops get there. He was only wearing a T-shirt, the guy that broke in, 67-year-old James Wooten, sitting there drinking the juice, which is now spilled on the floor. When the officers arrive, he gets up and he lifts up his T-shirt to expose his genitalia to the officers. And then he began screaming.
All right.
So he broke in through one of the windows and he ate some ice cream valued at $5 as well as the juice valued at $3. So he owes the guy about $8 for the grub, and I think it was his own T-shirt, so that's cool.
I wonder if he took his pants off in the house or he broke into the house without the pants.
It seems to me that they would have mentioned they found pants. So he probably didn't come with pants. He probably came pantsless.
Yeah.
Which, you know, pantsless. If you're going to break into a place, no point weighing yourself down with pants.
You're right there. You're right there.
Yeah.
Help yourself to some juice and ice cream. Wow.
Juice and ice cream. Man, I was craving some ice cream last night so bad before bed. It's like, man.
I eat a lot of ice cream, man. I like it.
Cannot eat any of it because it makes me enormously fat. I love the shit. And I was just thinking about it last night going, man. I had a buddy like that, man. He'd sit there and eat like a pint of ice cream before bed every night, or he would waste away to nothing, just the way his metabolism goes, you know?
Yeah.
And that, to a fat guy, that's kind of fucked up, man. You know? Can't even have a goddamn hamburger without feeling guilty, you know?
I had a pint of butter pecan earlier.
I'm not jealous
today.
Of that. Butter pecan, what are you, communist?
I love it. That and mint chocolate chip. That's the two I eat all the time.
Oh, mint chocolate. Cool, because I got nothing on either of those. You can have them, man. I would not crave mint chocolate chip ever.
If
it's not bad, but like
chubby hubby. What's in that? You get the pretzels in the ice cream. The hard pretzels.
Some chocolate in there?
Yeah.
That might not be
Chubby
bad.
Hubby.
I'll have to try that. Yeah, I like that crazy gelato stuff. That gelato stuff, man.
Alright.
That's the
there
shit,
you go.
Man. Woo! That's about 10 times more fattening than ice cream, man. All right, here we go. We're going back to April again. Back to Florida. Here's Hillsborough County, Florida. And a Florida man learned the hard way that just because you want to be a cop doesn't mean you are a cop.
I like where this is going.
Matthew Joseph Harris of Dade County was arrested Tuesday for impersonating a police officer. On Tuesday evening, he turned on red and blue flashing lights on his SUV and pulled a car over. Unfortunately for him, the car was being driven by an undercover detective. And the detective called the other real police, and it was kind of arrested on the spot, and didn't work out so good.
Was he wearing
if you're gonna
pants,
pretend,
Salvador?
I believe he would. They don't mention, but I would assume he had
okay.
pants.
Okay.
So. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, they're talking about modern music. God.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's
music.
Good music.
You just gotta
there's,
find it.
There's good music. There's good music that comes out today. You're correct, but the popular music hasn't been good in a long time.
Since the 70s.
Yeah. Because the wrong people they're promoting the wrong things, and it's the wrong people behind in the creative power seats. Herb Alpert retired. They haven't put out a good record since.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I always liked Radiohead. And that's
Radiohead
now. That's about the only new stuff that I actually like.
I personally, I only listen to Possum Hour, and I seem to they always seem to play like the greatest shit.
Oh yeah.
I
think it's best.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it week in, week out. I believe they're on like twice a week. And man, there's no end to the cool tunes they pull out of their behinds. Some out of
crazy.
Their creases. And the
who else plays
and,
the
crotches. What's that? That's true.
Who else?
Where else are you going to have Tiny Tim?
Yeah.
Nowhere. Yeah. Maybe Dr. Demento, but, you know, he's just starting out.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any other good stories here? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, that's weird. They did a computer, they programmed a computer to make a generic country song. Oh, how weird. Okay, look, I'm going to bookmark this for Friday. We'll talk about this Friday. Maybe we'll play it sometime.
Okay. All right.
That should be interesting.
It's a Friday thing. That's a Friday thing.
Yeah, for Friday. All right. Now here's we need science. I'm digging this music here, man. Cheesies and gum. Anyhow, you ever seen the Reanimator movies?
You know what? I never did. Always wanted to, never did.
They're funny, man. I mean, they're all worth
it. I heard they are.
I've seen the first three, and I mean, the third one, if you get through the first two, you might as well see the third one because they reanimate a penis and it runs down the hallway. And right there, it's worth the price of admission. But he's got this goo that looks like coolant engine coolant that he, you know, he inserts into dead bodies and they come back to life. See?
Okay.
Well, apparently, this scientists have brought dead pig brains back to life after they've been dead for 4 hours.
Oh.
And they're using this in Alzheimer's research. It's pretty weird, man.
All right. Yeah.
Oh. Man.
After man, 4 hours.
Oh, God. I hope to God if I died, no asshole tries to revive just my head and sticks it on a table like that lady in the movie, you know, and she's just a head on the table
Sullivan's
with the goop
brain.
Coming in. Yeah, and you can't scratch, you know, your nose starts itching. Nothing. You can't, you're fucking tortured. You can't scratch your nose. You can't pick your nose if you have to.
Who's that ball player that's supposed to be preserving his head?
The Splendid Splinter there. Yeah, what's his head there?
Okay.
From the Boston Red Sox.
What's,
yeah.
What's his head?
You know, the kid. I can think of every name but his own. Yeah.
What is it, Williams?
Ted Williams. You're correct, sir.
Ted Williams.
Yeah.
Ted Williams.
His noggin is supposedly. Well, we've been over this year for years. We've been talking about his noggin.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because there was some law. There was some kind of legal shit going on, legalese shit going on.
Yeah, his kids
son.
Were fighting over his dome. You know, who's going to get the dome? Yeah, I want dad's you know head. No, I want dad's head. But it would look so good in my office.
Like a
pencil holder.
On it.
You could gouge his eyes out and keep your pencils in there.
Yeah, I put my pork pie ad on him.
All right. This guy might be the shovel to the head motherfucker right here. This back in April. Man, April was a good month for crazy headlines. It just kind of died out after that. Okay, now, this is the story of a man who shot a woman, a random woman, with a water gun full of his pee. A water gun full of his pee.
Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Death penalty.
And that's all they have on it. It's just he decided to shoot an unsuspecting woman he didn't know with his pee from a water gun. And when confronted by the cop said, I bet you feel dumb now that you got caught, don't you? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
good question.
Joel
good
Benjamin,
question.
71, the guy who squirted the woman multiple times with his urine, said, Yeah. He says to the cop, he says, blow me, copper. I'd do it again. Words to live by, ladies and germs.
Oh, great.
Words to live by.
Ow!
Yeah, baby. Compromont up the asshole. All right, how do we get out of here?
Shoot it then.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
You can't see what I am. You
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen.
Pointy birds, a pointy pointy. Anoint my head, anointy nointy.
Poetry, those upright bases, man. Yeah, anointy nointy. I felt anointed listening to that.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Man, it's so fucking hot, man. I need to get some air conditioning. 58 years old, what the fuck? Bring
yeah.
for some air,
I
you cheap Scott.
I
lad, that costs money, lad. What do you think it grows on trees, do you?
That's right. I never cared for air conditioner myself, but you gotta have, especially at our age, there, Commodore.
Well, especially since the government's completely ignoring the global climate change, global warming thing.
Hoax.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
Hoax.
Big hoax. It's a hoax. Fake news.
Fake news.
We're
the only country.
But if you don't, hey, if you don't like global warming, go back to your own planet.
There you go.
You know, you don't like the way we're motherfucking this planet? The way we're long-dicking this poor old fucking ball of clay like it's a motherfucking Christmas goose, then go back to your own planet, you piece of shit, you. We don't want you.
And we can't
have
solar.
Did you ever think you'd see the day?
Because we're draining the sun.
All those solar cells sucking the energy right out of the sun. Burn
right
more fossil fuels before it's too late.
Oh, yeah. Will we ever get smart again?
No. I don't think so,
that's
man.
That's the whole thing.
It doesn't
we'll
look like it.
We'll bounce back from a lot of this, but the stupidity's just going to keep going on and on. I don't see
well,
any recovery
yet. See, there's a lot of evil people working for the side that supports having more stupid people. See? So they rig it so that it's going to end up that way, even if it doesn't really end up that way and the good guys win, we're still going to lose. So
yep.
I think you might as well just say fuck it.
Fuck it.
Except for you, Gumby. You owe us, the American people, to go out and register and vote. This time.
God damn it, I do.
You owe it to me. You owe it to God. You owe it to Jeebus. Owe it to the penguin.
Oh! Intercourse, the penguin!
Well, never mind
the penguin. Yep.
But you owe it You owe it to
kumquats!
And to the kumquats. Absolutely.
Yes.
So.
I owe it to Mr. Mackle.
And if you don't register and you don't go vote, I'm going to come, and I'm going to get that fucking dollar you owe me, motherfucker. I'm going to take it out of your eye.
Maybe I'll vote for this dish. Change you out of dish.
Move, Larry!
No!
Just a taste. That's just a taste.
I can take
baby.
The buzzsaw, but please, God, not the bees. Not the bees.
not the bees. Not the bees.
Nobody. Nobody makes Sheriff Buford T. Justice look like a possum specker.
Except for that.
Your ass.
Yeah, I agree, Wilhelm. Yep.
So we can
the audience is saying, "What the fuck?" We've managed to confuse them to the point of disinterest.
Well, Groucho Marx house.
I saw something about Groucho's house.
Yeah,
it's on sale.
$3.7 million. That's what it's going
wow.
for. Oh, it's Fetches.
It's all location.
So I guess someone got it.
Location, location, location.
That's what it is. Fuck it, it's Groucho's. That's the only reason why I buy it is Groucho's.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, he didn't leave any cigars or anything, you know, like.
You know what, though? You ever see the whole movie where he's kind of poking fun of the old TV shows like Leave It to Beaver, where he and his kid are leaving, his kids are leaving for school and he's leaving for work?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I can tell this is the house.
Oh,
it's the house
he's
filmed by then. Yeah, you can see it.
Where oh, well,
skip
you know,
to
I'm
work.
Looking through the list of the headlines here. Boy, I had all kind of good headlines. I just didn't use them. My fault. The news sucked tonight, man. Sorry.
Well, Friday's going to be packed with interesting news, kids.
That's right. You'll have extra hilarious headlines Friday.
There
plus,
you go.
We might get something
go.
New on that the mashed potato guy, the bowls of mashed potato.
We can only hope. We can only hope.
I'm waiting for the mac
a,
and cheese guy to show
there.
Up in my neighborhood.
There you go.
Get the mac and cheese guy. Homemade.
Nice.
None of that box shit. Oh, golly.
Mac and cheese.
Bogey's Pizza just came back and said howdy. Haul. Anchovy. Man, you're not supposed to eat anchovy pizzas that often. You know, there's something morally and inherently wrong about that.
Oh, yeah. Just don't go together.
I'm just saying. Too much of a good thing. Too much of a good thing.
We should get Carol Channing to be our on-the-spot news investigator on that on that mashed potatoes.
Oh, what? No gravy? No gravy.
She can investigate. Talk
right,
to
well,
the townspeople.
Yeah, where the heck is Ted? Ted went to sleep. Apple cheeks. He.
Look at that.
He
putting his,
everything.
Putting
we were totally. We were out of sync tonight. He was ready to go too early, and I guess the last treat did him in.
Did he have any pie?
No pie. I don't give him any
pie,
but I do let him. I do let him mutilate the box after it's empty,
okay,
which he loves
okay,
to do.
He's happy with that. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Washed it down
mutilated
with some white
box. Fucking egg, man. Oh, the white horse. I should probably. I might pour one during the yodel, just for the hell of it.
Yeah. Why not?
Go out with a white horse.
Why not?
But, you know, speaking of which, we do have a yodel of some import. It's too hot, man. Ted's like grossly obese. Morbidly obese, that's the phrase. So, like, yeah, when it gets hot, man. You got to see.
You
got to
get air conditioning.
Too enthusiastic,
dog, man. That's animal cruelty.
I tell you what, it's hot. All right. You know what time it is, boys and girls.
Yes.
It's yodeling
yes.
time. It's a yodeling time. There's no more. Spiritually uplifting activity you could participate
nope.
in than yodeling time.
Holy, holy, holy.
Yay!
Oh, it's yodeling time. Harry Tyranny!
Do the mountain so happy and free. There lives a girl and she dearly loves me. Down by the stream she has promised to be. To hear those chime bells ring. And the bells they go ring, ulee, the mockingbird sing, ulee, and Lena was warbling, ulee, upon that summer's eve. Doo-coo-dee, I-lo-dee, all-a-day-dee-hoo. Doo-coo-dee, I-lo-dee, all-a-day-dee-hoo. Doo-coo-dee, I-lo-dee, all-a-day-dee-hoo. Where-dee-oh-doo. When I get back to my dear mountain home, there I will stay and no longer roam. To marry my Lena, my first name will be, and hear those wedding bells ring. And the bells they go ring, ulee, the mockingbird sing, ulee, and Lena was warbling, ulee, upon that summer's eve.
Absolutely, a ladies and a gentleman.
Yahoo!
Can you hear my tinkling, the ice in my glass?
Yeah, okay, there you go, white horse, white horses.
Started keeping a bottle in the fridge.
All right. Like it chilled.
Yeah. I like it a little cold. This isn't a single malt scotch. This is drinking whiskey. It's a blend. It's a drinking whiskey.
It doesn't mind
if you pour it over some rocks. You know, in fact, it likes a little rocks. That's the kind of booze it is.
I just seen a picture on the Scottish Atheist page of a white rainbow. Have you ever seen a white rainbow? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. Pretty sharp looking. I forget what they call it. A fog something.
It's Bobo's dream.
What's that?
White rainbow.
White rainbow.
It's a racism joke. Not that funny. All right. So, actually, Ted, I like Ted more the older he gets because Dr. Cake was saying, you know, he's a blessing. Of course he is, no matter how old he is. But the older he gets, the less of a pain in the ass, the less energy he has to be a pain in the ass. So, yeah, I've actually grown fonder of him as time has gone on and he's become more and more crippled and infirmed.
Right.
Boy, I got a heart of gold.
Yeah. That's a love letter right there, baby.
What a dog owner of the year over here, ladies and germs. He owes me. I don't want to hear any flack
about it. It's called a fog bow.
Because that dog.
It's called a fog bow.
If it wasn't for me, that dog would have been on Boot Hill 10 years ago because nobody wanted that goddamn dog. I'm telling you what.
That's awful.
Only sucker left in town that would put up with this guy. I'm telling you what. Ted is a handful. He's a son of a gun. I love him, but boy. He's Ted. You got that right, Jacques. I named him after the dumb son of a bitch that I knew in real life, Ted, who killed himself, who was an idiot. What do I expect?
There you go.
It's that fucking idiot haunting me from beyond, man. His wall of bean. Fucking jack off. I can't wait to see all these dead guys that I knew growing up, and you know, when I die, and I think, "Fuck you, you jag off." That's what I'm gonna say.
Leave me down here without you.
You left the party too early, you son of a bitch. Tell my other buddy, I say, "What the fuck? Where the hell do you get off getting cancer? You piece of shit." Leave me
you
here.
And I are the same folks.
No one to laugh at my jokes anymore, you bastard.
We're in the same boat, man. All my friends are dead, too. And we're only 59,
crazy.
For Christ's sake. 58, 59.
I know.
What the fuck?
I know. The herd is thinning, and the thin is hurting.
Yeah.
For that matter.
Like I said,
what are you
going to do? I did an autobiography where I'm a great ladies' man.
Yeah.
I wrestled alligators, and there's nobody to call me out on it.
Who's to say anything different?
Hey.
You know.
I used to wrestle alligators.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was married to Morgan Fairchild there for a while. And
there you go. Well, she might call you out on that, but...
Yeah.
Well,
no.
Of course she'll deny it.
She'd take one look at me and say, "Yeah, that's true."
Uh-huh. I should have.
White horse.
Water. Water.
Mm. I've got the direct opposite of water in my glass, pal.
There you go.
That's. This is big boy booze.
Well, you got the day off tomorrow, right? You're not doing anything more.
Man, I got the day off for the next fucking, I don't know how long, man. I'm not in demand for the next week or so,
All right. Enjoy it. White horses, baby. White horses.
Yeah, we'll make a dent in that white horse. There's no doubt about that.
White horse and pie. Fuck that diet. Pie. Commodore, pie.
Well, no, the white horse is on the diet, man. The booze is low carbs and low calorie, man.
Okay.
All right. So you got to get rid of the beer, replace it with booze. That's a good plan, eh?
Yeah, I like it.
Good plan. All right, everybody.
Diet.
Say goodnight. Say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
White horse. Good night, everybody. Energize.
Settle down. Anybody wants to go to the toilet? All right, let him have it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. before, she's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, or ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick.
Scenes from next week's Gunsmoke.
With the guy from the other store. Looks like next week I'll be working, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm starting to dig, man. I was looking forward to Saturday night. I was supposed to go in and cover at the ballpark, you know.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, I'll cover at the ball. And I'll do Sunday, too. What the fuck? And I went and I did Saturday night, and I stayed the whole game, and it was hot. I didn't make a ton of money, and I was tired, and I went, you know what? Fuck Sunday.
Fuck it.
Pass. Working's good and all, but sometimes it's just better to take a pass. So, and then I realized I went to reach for something Sunday and went, Jesus Christ, I've been drawing for 3 days. My arm's tired anyways.
Yeah, you got to take care of that. You can't overwork.
You can't
fuck yourself up.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to overwork my... I don't want to wear myself out working too hard. Oh, my delicate back. William, please. I would join in with the work, but my delicate back. Of course, you know that. Pain, the pain. I'd be a good Dr. Smith, man. I mean, there's like an evil side of me that always kind of related to Dr. Smith and said, like, you know, if I had to pick one person in Lost in Space that would have been me, it'd probably been Dr. Smith. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see me being the dad, you know, or maybe the dad. Outside chance I'd be the dad. But I wouldn't be the rugged, you know, whatever the other guy, hard
Don,
guy is.
Don
West. No,
West?
I wouldn't be Don West.
Don West.
I wouldn't be Don West. I wouldn't be Bill Mumy.
I'd be Penny.
I don't think I'd be the robot.
Penny?
Penny? I like to do Penny, but I don't know about being Penny. Crying out loud. She was a hottie, boy.
She was.
Right, them eyes. She had those eyes. Well, she's still got the eyes going.
Yeah.
Deep, deep, dark, penetrating eyes, man. Gorgeous, gorgeous chick.
You're liking the eyes,
man.
Don't you?
I'm an eye guy, man.
You're an
dark
eye guy.
Dark eyes, man. In fact, the only
dark
girl
guy
that has any kind of has any kind of interest in me at all has frying pan black eyes.
Yeah.
It's a nice, and then, you know what? when you say to a gal, your eyes are as black as frying pans, it doesn't work. It has no...
It shoots your nads right to hell, don't it?
Yeah, I thought, man, what a great line, man. Here, off come the panties. No.
No.
I was mistaken on that one.
Shark. Aren't they known as shark eyes, too? I don't think that'll go over
dark
big
as... No. The shark eye. No, the shark eyes. My mother-in-law
either.
Had the... My original mother-in-law had the shark eyes. And those are the dark eyes with, like... You look at them and there's like... You go, oh, my God, there's no humanity behind those eyes. You know, it's a killing machine. Just get out of the way of this thing. Heavens to Betsy. Yeah. She had the shark eyes. That girl's got pretty dark eyes. Oh, she's a honey. Eh, well. So much for that, man. Dream on, Chief. TC. Take one for the team, TC.
There you go.
All right, man. Well, hey, I had to pull all of tonight's show out of my own ass tonight, so send some more shit.
I noticed that.
No racist stuff. None of that racist stuff you keep sending me. I ain't playing this is no longer an equal playing ground on Possum Hour. We're lefty. We're commies. We're socialist pigs. We're going for it, man. We're so far left, we don't know what's right.
I love it.
And don't call me commie for nothing. Start living up to my moniker, man. Fuck these assholes, man.
There you go.
Listen to me. I know what's right for you. Shut up and listen.
That's right.
God damn, it's been too goddamn long. I've been letting you guys get away with a bunch of bullshit. It's time we put the fucking foot down in that foot. That foot is me. Tommy! Tommy's putting the foot down.
Alright.
I'd like to thank Vlad for showing up and making a joke that no one got. Thank you very much. It's always tough when you're reading. Oh, man. Nobody got that joke. I don't know if anybody will get that joke, but if you do get that joke, send it in on a postcard with your name and address and phone number, and I'll turn it over to the CIA so they can worry about you.
That's it.
Yeah. No, did you get the joke? Did you know about Epstein's safe? Oh, okay. See, Epstein, the serial pedophile, has a safe. And they found all these CDs with pictures of underage girls with dudes.
Yeah.
So it's got to have, like, Bobo and Bill Clinton and Dershowitz and Prince Albert or Philip or whatever the fuck. They're all in there.
Yeah. How'd you get away with that?
Whoever. Man, you know what? I would not be surprised if that entire collection of compromont gets lost some on the way to the courthouse somehow. What do you think? Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
These
fuck faces
someone.
Get away with it. They've been getting away with it. And you know what? They're going to continue to get away with it. That's where we live, babe. So stick that
in
your
pipe.
But
the real problem is the supporters. That's the major problem.
You know, man, you can't. Well, you know, if Bobo's supporters don't like it in this country, well, they can just go back to their own country and where
they
live.
Go back to
Gumby
land.
Yeah, go back to wherever the fuck you are, land, and take your damn kids because they're ugly. All right, and on that note.
Your kids that aren't in cages.
Let's all celebrate together this week. And we'll see you here Friday. Let's all join hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise
Kumbaya.
The beer-battered shrimp.
Kumbaya. Kumbaya.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.